I was searching all night for an historical example for what has happened here, and I would like to suggest one. Japan, started World War II, attacked Pearl Harbor. The head of the Japanese government was the Emperor Hirohito, and although he wasn't active in the decision, he had to agree to everything.
Right.
And so at the end of the war, he was a war criminal. And, if you would ask the politicians, whether in any of the governments of the West, they would have said, hang him. But fortunately, they had put General MacArthur in charge of Japan as the commissioner. And he realized the importance of the Emperor Hirohito to the Japanese people. And he kept the emperor. He says, no, we're not going to hang him. We're not going to give him a trial. We're going to keep him as the emperor. And that formed the basis of the trust that the Japanese people gave the Americans, in the occupation, so that it was a very friendly thing, and they appreciated the Americans and came to be one of our best allies.
So it allowed that nation, that society, to that broader community to keep its iconic dignity, so
that's
to speak.
That's right.
And the defeating power basically said, we recognize the importance of that to you,
right,
and its inherent importance, and therefore we are going to preserve that, not just as a token, right, of good faith, but as to show you that we recognize your whatever positive aspect there could be to your honor, even though you've disgraced it with your actions, we want you to live up to this, and
that's
this is the symbol,
exactly,
of that. And so the analogy here is with Joe Paterno.
That's right.
And
if we had the wisdom of a General MacArthur, they would not have treated Joe Paterno like this. They would have realized that if we're ever going to recover from this, we're going to have to keep our dignity, and Joe is the very icon, the symbol of that dignity.
Despite whatever culpability or degree of culpability,
right,
he may have had in any of this.
Right. In other words, if we're going to pull through it, we're going to need that strength. Okay, and MacArthur realized that. Hirohito wasn't hung and wasn't tried. Instead, he remained on the throne, and we were able to work with the Japanese to pull through it better than ever. So we just don't have those wise men and women around. Well, it's the same in the national government. It's the same all throughout America. We've been, maybe have too much money and too much politicians and too many sound bites and not enough looking for wisdom instead of telegenic personalities.
Well, that's a very profound way of saying it, Ben. That's amazing, and I really appreciate that historical example. I think that analogy is very poignant.